opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. And today, Ted Leidy, my wingman, Ted Leidy, the man, the myth, the legend, soon to be a B-movie.
B-movie. I keep trying to get Tony Jackson to get me a part like he got you a part.
My part was not long, and I bled profusely.
Why have I not seen that? Is it out?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The trailer just came out.
Oh, we don't know.
No. It says, and in the small print, Carl Bott.
I know. I love that. I can hardly wait to see it.
You know what? It's a Western, and I Perez makes good movies.
Yeah. I love it.
Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And today, the 12th of February, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And see, what do you have right in front of you?
I got the weather.
You have the weather. Go for it, buddy.
Yep. Today's weather has a 30% chance of showers after 4 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 59, light and variable wind. Tonight, there's a chance of showers before 10 p.m., and then rain after 10 p.m. The low will be around 45. South wind will be 3 to 7 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation at 90%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. And today's conditions are foggy and awesome.
Foggy and awesome.
I love it. I love these kind of days. Don't you love these kind of days?
Oh, yeah. You know, when I got up this morning, I look out and we can see see across the city here, but I couldn't see across the city.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
fog,
yeah.
Fog was. Well, you've got the same kind of view.
Yeah, this is a great day. You can get out and work in this. You know, as long as it's not raining, you can work in it. It's cool. Put on a light jacket. You can run a gun range in it real easy.
You can soak your clothes.
Yeah, you can soak. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. You know, in the summertime, I mean, in the dead of summer here. Yes. It really drives me inside. It's so warm. I mean, I feel like a cockroach under a magnifying glass all day long.
Even all your tours into the Middle East, you still don't like heat.
I don't like the heat. I didn't like the heat then. Yeah. I just tolerated it.
And Jared, remember yesterday how we were whining about the they said that there was going to be rain, you know, for 3 days in a row, and they said no rain yesterday, and then it rained.
Yeah.
We whined too early.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Jim from Haven Humane. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, we are living the dream here. Is it foggy out where you are?
Yeah, it's very foggy. It was a slow drive this morning.
Hey, what beautiful animal do you have there?
I have a beautiful German Shepherd named Skyro.
Skyro?
Skyro, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't name him, but
it's a great name.
Hey, are these names a lot of times because you found dogs or things like this? When did you all give them?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, we name, you know, 1,000 dogs a year. So sometimes
we get creative. So when you get the dog, can you rename it?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our dog was named Badger when we first adopted him from Haven.
Really?
Yeah. Badger, yeah. We got home and, you know, badgers are kind of ferocious and mean and, you know, very territorial and can't really, you know, predict what they're going to do from minute to minute. But Carl was so mellow, we named him Carl. Not lying. That's his name, Carl.
Yep. So when I'd go to the house, he'd be talking to Carl, but I thought he was talking to me. And the dog had a strange trick, and the first time he said it, I looked at him and I thought, Ted's strange. And he's talking to the dog. Anyway, German Shepherd.
Yeah, he's about 2 years old. You know, he came to us about a week ago or so. He actually, owner surrendered him to us. They had, they were just going through some rough times in their life, so we took over for them, and are trying to find a great home for him. Really nice dog for a German Shepherd. He is so mellow. He's done great with the dogs he's met here. He's walked great on a leash. Did great for his photo shoot yesterday.
You need to change his name to Carl.
Yeah, Carl Jr.
Oh, Carl's Jr.
Mmm, good burger.
Okay, anyway, moving on. So he's available and he's 2 years old and does he look purebred or is he mainly German Shepherd or what?
He looks pretty purebred. His some of his coloring is pretty white. Where it'd be gold, kind of white instead. Really handsome. Really pretty.
Well, it sounds like. Does he get along with people?
Yeah, loves people, loves dogs that he's met here. I'm not sure about cats. You know, just take your time with that. But by everything he's shown us so far is just kind of mellowness. So I think he'd probably do great.
Oh, that's great. You know, I got a feeling he's going to find a home today.
Oh, yeah. I have this incredible feeling that you are right. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, man, I might hop in and take a look down at, drive down there today as soon as I'm done with the show.
Well,
I miss Carl.
I know you too.
I miss him. We miss him. We talk about him every day just about.
Good dog. He was a great dog, in fact. Every time I come in the house or you knock on the door, he was a great watchdog.
Oh, boy.
But he'd stay at the top of the stairs. He wasn't going to be coming down those stairs until he saw who was coming through
door.
But he was there as the final line of defense. Okay, so what do people do to come down and take a really good look at this pup and take him home?
We'd love you to give us a call and make an appointment. You can reach us at 241-1653. You can also get us at our website, havenhumane.org, or go to Facebook / Haven Humane Society. There's a slim possibility we could slide you in as a walk-in. It just depends on what our appointments look like, you know, at the moment. So better safe, just make an appointment.
I imagine German Shepherds don't last too long in there.
Sense of being... Especially one like him.
What I mean, of course, is that they're adopted really quick because you are a no-kill sanctuary.
We're doing our best to be there. We're not officially no-kill, but we don't put dogs down for sake of time being here or space, only if there's a medical or behavioral issue that is unsolvable or if their mental health or something has just gone so far down from being in a kennel. But we do our best to get everybody out of here.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on?
We have that that virtual wine tasting is this Saturday. That's tomorrow. So if you're interested in doing some wine pairing, you can find that at our website or at our Facebook page. And then coming up in March, we have our virtual doggy dash, which I still don't have much detail on, but it's going to be pretty casual. Go out, do your 5K, take cute pictures of you and your dog, send them in so we can share and that kind of stuff, and try to keep the tradition alive despite of coronavirus.
We had a really good friend, was a veterinarian here in town, and you probably know her, Dr. Kara Tennant.
Yeah.
And she runs and, you know, does all these Spartan challenges all the time. I sent her a GoPro and told her to put it on her dog who runs with her. And said, give me a 5K and send it back to me. And I'll send it in and see if I win. So.
That's good.
What? You can't do it that way?
Snooki's not going to run the 5K with you? Come on, Snooki can do it.
Snooki, yeah. Snooki on a pack in front of me with the little legs sticking out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay, Jim, thank you so much. And thank you for what you do. It's not easy during this time frame. But you are still in the mix, buddy.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
See you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Hey, speaking of other things happening this weekend, we got Shining Care has an interactive virtual event to benefit at-risk elders. It's going to be online via Zoom. Party in a Box, Limsync Challenge, Best in Bling Contest. For more information, visit shiningcare.org. Or give a call at 232-5543. You can still help out the people over there at Shining Care and what they do for our seniors at need or at risk. All right, 7:14 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. That's right, Sleep Number. You know, you're looking for a bed. You know, if you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift, that'll keep giving for several Valentine's Day. How about over a decade or maybe even longer? Think about Sleep Number. First of all, when you talk about sleep, it's one of the mainstays of staying healthy. You know, sleep well, eat well, exercise, and it helps keep you on the go, keeps you healthy, keeps you moving, keeps your mind sharp, all of these. And right now, you can discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Fed for proven quality sleep. Now, Linda and I love our bed. My sleep number setting is 55, and Linda's last night sleep number setting was 40. But it's absolutely the best bed we've ever had. People ask us this, oh, you know, they advertise with you. Well, yeah, but we got the bed, and it's easy to advertise the things you believe in.
Sure,
of course. I don't do live reads for businesses or people or anything that we don't believe in. Everything that we have on here, we've used them, we know them, and we trust them on our live reads and sleep numbers like that. Don't miss their President Day special. Save 50% on a limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you get a base. This ends Monday. It's only at the Sleep Number store near you, which, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. And you go over there. You can do it at sleepnumber.com, but who wants to do that? You want to go over and lay on the bed, talk to the people. This is, of course, subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. But it's going to be a great deal. You're never going to be sorry for having a Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back. 7:16 in the morning here, foggy, and it's going to be kind of probably rainy today, even though that, it's a low percentage. But we're still going to have rain. The report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now. 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out. Valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Said someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Ted Leidy today is my co-host. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And go over to KCNR1460.com, hop in our chat room, and good morning to everybody that's out there, Shaskovich and company. And let me see, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. I'm here with Ted Leidy, and, Mandalorian, which is a pretty good series. Linda and I watched it, and then one of the characters on it is a female mercenary played by a woman named Gina Carano. And this is something that I learned over the weekend. Gina Carano, who used to be a mixed martial artist champion, plays a good part in this, but she is probably a moderate conservative, and because she shared a post about you treat people bad enough, like the Germans did during World War II, so with the, when their neighbors feel like it's fine to beat them up, their neighbors would beat up their Jewish neighbors, the kids would beat them up, all these things, and then it made it easy to start rounding them up. Well, the woke group took offense at this. How dare you compare wokeness to the Nazis, even though the woke group compares everybody else to the Nazis. And it looks like Gina Carano is no longer working at Disney because of this. And this has caused a huge upswell. Cancel Disney.
Absolutely. I never subscribed anyway, but well, I did see The Mandalorian a couple of times.
Yeah.
I was somewhere and they were watching it, and it looked like a pretty good show to me. So, not that I wouldn't watch it, but let me tell you, it sounds to me like I won't be watching it now.
Uh huh.
That's for sure. I don't appreciate that.
You know, we had joined Disney because they had Hamilton.
Oh, right.
And Linda wanted to see Hamilton. We tried to. Two different times trying to get into the theater. One of them, we got the day we were walking in, they dropped the drapes and said in San Francisco and said, nope, COVID just canceled it at 4 p.m. for a 6 p.m. performance. And we, of course, didn't know it until we showed up. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is this. I've seen Hamilton now, and there's, even though I really like the Fess Parker and O'Yeller and all that, I'm canceling Disney. And I'm not going to say anything to Disney about it. I'm just going to cancel them because, no, you have your right to hire who you want. And I have my right not to have Disney on my TV.
You know, here's the thing. Everybody thinks that the money pot is never ending. If Disney cared at all about our streaming money, they would not pull stuff like that. But when they do, and that's just one example of it, right? When they do, it tells us, oh, they think they've got plenty of money forever, and they don't really care. As a matter of fact, they think that this is probably some sort of publicity stunt. They, of course, they rent it through their public relations people before they did it. some sort of publicity stunt that's going to get them more streaming, because there is enough people out there that are woke, or ascended, as I call them, that maybe they get some business out of it. I'm not really sure. But at the end of the day, this money will run out. I mean, the $2 trillion spending package is going to be turned into garbage here in a few years, because people are just going to consume it and move on, and they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do for that money. And I'm not talking about just Disney. I'm talking about Zoom and REU and everybody. The money will run out. I promise you that. It's not forever. You're not going to have a dude in there signing executive orders or pushing through a $2 trillion spending bill at will. It's going to have to stop somewhere. And when it does, they're going to have to start making better decisions.
Well, it lasts until other people's money runs out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
exactly.
It's our money.
Yeah,
it's our money. Then it will run out.
This is what Carano posted. So if you have tender ears or things, you may want to turn the volume down for the next 30 seconds. Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them, simply for being Jews. How is that different from hating someone for their political views?
Oh, well, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's just a free speech. I consider that a free
that.
Speech
I don't see that
moment.
As being outrageous. But, of course, in the woke culture, it totally is. And when the government breeds hate and discontent, and I don't care which side it is, then, you know, we get into these silo groups. It's like wanting to paint this I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. They want to paint a crosswalk in the rainbow colors. And the people talk about it means inclusion. But if you read the petition, that's not what it's about. It's about one segment of our community.
Right.
And I said, well, if it's inclusion, it should be everybody. Well, I got everybody roused up. And I never backed off on it. No. If you're going to have inclusion, if that's what it's about, or diversity, then it should be everybody. Then we should have multiple crosswalks. They should be multiple groups, so everybody feels like they're part of the community. It's not just one group.
Being inclusive is not worth money, Carl. You must make somebody feel special and excluded before they give you money. Remember that. It's an emotion thing, right? Just like the National Wild Turkey Federation. Turkeys in the state of California prior to the 70s were non-existent. So they planted some. We coddled them. Now they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I give money to that group because I believe in what they do. We coddled those turkeys. It's no different than all these other special interest groups. You coddle them, and they get money.
Elk,
sure, we coddle
ducks.
Elk. We coddle all of them. That's how they get money. Once you start feeling like everybody is good to go and they don't need the money anymore, of course they're not going to get it. If turkeys were overrunning us right now, I'd be like, hey, let's back off on that National Wild Turkey Federation, everybody.
Well,
let's do something contrary to that, because they're running us over.
If you look at the city of Redding and the area around here, people send me photos of flocks of turkeys, and because they know mediocre turkey hunter I am.
You're a fantastic turkey hunter, just like everybody else.
I dress all up and get camoed and put my blend out. But I'm a mediocre hunter when it comes to turkeys. I don't know what it is.
Well, you're just going to stay at it.
Well, you and I go out and we get turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
It could be that. But the thing is that they're everywhere. They're
sure.
Everywhere.
Sure.
They're in front of banks. They're pecking on people's cars. There's flocks of 50 of them walking across the road. And Linda points it out. Other people send me these photos.
Oh,
point
sure.
it out. Hey, Carl, look, there's 50 of them right here in my front yard. You know, we go out and they come running up like we're buddies.
Yeah, because you're feeding them.
Well, I don't know if they're feeding them or not.
Yeah,
What is so hard about hunting turkeys? They're everywhere. They're on top of my house. They're on our backyard fence in Tierra Oaks.
We don't shoot yard birds.
I would.
These are real.
I would. Yeah, I would.
It's not legal to discharge a firearm.
I would just go over and visit. I would go over and visit Kelly and Marcus, and as we were casually having a cup of coffee, whip out a pellet gun and whack one of those right off his back fence if I could. But,
yeah, they do have a lot of suburban turkeys, don't they?
Oh my God!
When I lived in Eugene, Oregon, I was a volunteer that would move into the suburbs if they got turkey. predation calls, like the turkeys were running them. It always starts with some homeowner who likes them and throws a little food out for them. Well, then 4 becomes 8, and 8 becomes 16, and 16 becomes 32, and next thing you know, you run over. So we used to go in and trap them with nets and then test them to make sure they're healthy and then let them go up in the mountains. That's one of the things we do. That's a, you know, that's a kind of effort people put into things they believe in. They're emotionally attached to. There's money in that.
There's money in that. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Redding Electric Utility. Are you thinking about purchasing an electric car or truck? REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And there's a lot of money out there on these rebates that can drive the cost of these electric cars down. We have this discussion at a variety of times when, should you invest in an electric car? Or are you waiting till they get that 600-mile or that 450-mile radius where you can do 450 miles? And then the quick charging stations, is it, you know, what do they say, 30 minutes? That's quick charging. Well, if you're driving a car, it's, what, 4 minutes as opposed to 30. And I'm not sure about the availability of charging stations yet, but it seems to me in an electric car that it costs much less to maintain an electric vehicle. It's something to think about in the future. 7:31 in the morning, 43 degrees out there, and it's foggy. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
Shall we do about them? Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
boys, you've got to draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. Ted, of course, is the founder and owner and chief instructor of Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, people have heard of, I mean, you're everywhere, teaching in 46 different places here in California. How did you get started?
Here's how I got started. Retired from the Army, of course, and went to a California Hunters Education Program class with my kids. 2 days. Was probably, and you know, I mean, I had a career in service, so I understand grueling and boring. It was horrible. And I thought to myself, you know what? We gotta do something about that for these kids. I mean, I had kids sleeping on desks and drooling and crying, and it was just really something. The only break they got was the half hour when they could walk up and get a sandwich. And so I thought to myself, I gotta do something about this. I'll teach a little bit.
I can do better than this.
Of course, you know, it's volunteer.
Yeah.
For the California Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Sure.
So I became an instructor and volunteered to do it. And it was so good and so fun. And everybody enjoyed it so much that, I decided, well, I'm just going to take the skills I learned in the Army, of course, being a firearms instructor in the Army, and I'm going to apply them. I'm going to grow this thing. I'm going to apply them, and I'm going to make a little money off of it. You know, of course, I had a regular job at that point, and I didn't have any place to teach, so I went and asked the chief up in Shasta Lake City if I could use the extra room in a firehouse, and he let me do that. And I taught a few classes up there and really enjoyed it. Of course, you know, I had some guns and stuff already. And then a guy was installing cable at my house, and he sees all these targets and stuff laying around. And he says, "Are you a gun instructor?" I said, yeah, well, you know, I kind of do it on the side, and da, da, da. He goes, "You know, one of my buddies is building a shop in Redding, and I think he needed a gun instructor or wanted a gun instructor. Maybe you should contact him." And I said, has he built it already, and does he already have a gun instructor? He goes, "No." He said, "No, he's building it now, and I think he wants to put a classroom in." I said, "Okay, well, I'll call him up." Well, that was John Bastiani, and I called John, and I went down and met with him, and the shop wasn't built yet, and we put in a classroom in the back and held 22 people. That's, you know, great for me.
Good-sized classroom.
That's a great-sized classroom.
Yeah.
And I started off with Hunter's Education, NRA Basic Pistol, and California CCW, and it took off like gangbusters, and I still enjoy it today. I have a private class tomorrow. Private classes are really the thing that I do a lot of now, and I got a private class tomorrow all day, and I'm down in Pascana. My wife's, and I said, "Oh man, I got to get up and make packets for my private class tomorrow." And I said, "It's always on a Saturday, isn't it?" She goes, "Yeah, you always complain about getting up and going to work on a Saturday, but as soon as you come home, you're always in great spirits." I said, "Yeah, because it's so fun. You know, no class is the same. Every class is different."
I had a private class the other day at the house.
Yeah.
And then I got a bunch of text day before yesterday about another group wants to have a private class.
Sure.
And I'll call her this morning and get all that set up. And it can either be at her place or it can be back at our place. Now, if it has it at our place, Linda has a tendency to put finger food out and all the, soft drinks and, you know, lemonade and all this kind of stuff for the class. So it's, you know, you kind of like score at the same time.
Better be careful, Carl. They're going to call you up before you get off the radio. Well, we have a barbecue tomorrow too at this private class. Yeah, they always have a barbecue and. You know,
the thing about a private class is, 6 to 8 people is you can kind of hone in on what, you know, there's a lot more questions in a smaller class, which is fine. And in one of our classes, we had, Sheriff McGreedy showed up, as Sheriff Tom Basenko used to show up for a lot of classes. So he could give, and the sheriffs could give their input on the importance of this, give some instances, and, you know, really lay out things you can do and things you can't do.
Let me tell you, students love that. When the sheriff walks in, they're like, "Oh, it's the dude that's signing my permit. I got a million questions for you. They can't get out. I mean, they'll take an hour of your time.
Oh, yeah. And I always ask him, does this hour that you hear, you know, count for the hour?
Part 8 hours, 12 hours, yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah. Well,
I think it's fantastic.
So, anyway, and now you're in 46 different places. I don't know how many instructors you have.
I have 22 instructors.
That fluctuates.
It fluctuates, yeah. It comes and goes a little bit.
You've started people in your own business.
We've started a lot of people. You know, I teach in our instructor, so guys and girls will come to my class and just say, hey, I heard you got a successful company. I'm in your NRA instructor course so that I can learn how to do that. And sure enough, I've got people all up and down the state that are really good friends of mine still that could be called competitors. But you know what? I just don't really care that much. I feel like this job is about 35% or 40% making a little money on the side to support my habits, right? Mostly hunting and travel.
And shooting, right.
Firearms and motorcycles. But the other, 60-70% is Second Amendment advocacy. And if I can get 1,000 people teaching, that's 1,000 people out there teaching every weekend that might teach 6 or 8 people each. That's 6 or 8,000 people a weekend that we're getting in the state of California or other states. I've got a good buddy in Reno that I got started. That become gun voters that will protect our rights.
This next group I'm having, it's predominantly Democrats. Not that that makes any difference. They're all people I know. And I don't have this thing about, oh, you're a Democrat or anything. But what it does is it opens up to a lot of people. It takes away their fear of firearms. But it also, they understand then why it's so important to be able to be armed and to have that right, to be able to protect yourself and your loved ones. The chief and the sheriff both say, they are both, proponents of concealed carry and being able to protect your home and your loved ones, because they can't be there. You don't want a policeman in every, billeted in every home in the United States.
Mm-mm. Well, and really even more fundamental than that, Carl, is the fact that you have firearms in homes today, right now, as we speak, that the occupants of that home might have children in that house, and they do not know the 5 legal ways to store a firearm in the state of California. They do not know how to load, unload, keep the muzzle pointed, safe direction, all that. It's just a gun sitting in a home that maybe was inherited or handed something down, happened. Or maybe they went and bought one during the gun. Everybody wants a gun now, right? So they're out there buying guns, and now they got this black tool laying in their house that they kind of know how it works because they watch enough TV. Maybe they don't know how it works. Maybe they don't know where to go or where to start. I get calls all the time. Every day I get calls from people, hey, look, I got this gun. And that's how it starts. I got this gun. And I'm like, well, okay, let's start with what kind of gun it is. It's a long one. Oh, okay. It's a long gun, rifle or shotgun. Not sure. I mean, that's really the kind of stuff that goes on.
No, I understand. We've seen it.
It's our job, you and I, to fundamentally instill that knowledge and responsibility in them so that they can, number one, respect the tool. Number two, understand the latitudes of it so that they don't go to jail with it, right? So that they don't have an accident in their home with it. Number three, really understand the freedom that having a firearm or that being able to purchase a firearm means to the American people. I mean, it's unlike any other country on the planet. I mean, we have the right to keep and bear arms. People, that is something that is fundamental to us, but it's so precious. And, of course, we let them chip away.
They don't have that right. They don't have that right in England. They don't have that right in New Zealand.
No.
They don't have that right in Australia. In every place, they had their firearms taken away
from
them.
They're not buying guns.
Because it's not in their constitution. It's not a protected thing. You know, and here's the other thing I ask people. Would you let your 8-year-old drink bourbon, use meth? Give them the keys to your car. Oh, of course not.
Wait a minute. Drink bourbon and use meth? That's 2 separate things.
No. Would you let them
drink bourbon?
Drink bourbon, use meth.
Let me think about that.
Give them the keys to your car when they're 8 years old. Of course not. Well, then why would you allow them to have access to a pistol or a long gun? And then, I said, so then we go over the 5 ways, the 5 legal ways of storing your firearms and the children, especially. You know, if it takes double locking and separating the ammunition, it shouldn't, but if it does, you do that.
You know, I tell people, you will recover financially and socially from a lot of things. You can hit somebody in a crosswalk, right?
Yeah.
You can drive drunk and crash your car.
You can embezzle money.
You can do all that stuff, and you'll live through it. You could even rob a bank, and people will be like, oh, man, remember Carl? Who knew he's a bank robber? Man, what an outlaw. I kind of like him, right? You will not. You will not.
That was never proven, by the way.
You will not recover. If a child accesses your firearm in your home and an accident happens, socially or financially, it will follow you the rest of your life.
Or families breaking up over things like this.
Right. And, they do all the time.
Like this because of this. So, you know, we heartily endorse people owning firearms. We want you to own firearms, be able to protect yourself. And people use firearms for a million different reasons. You know, everything from, we talk about personal protection, but it's hunting, you know, target shooting. Now, how many people do you see, you know, every week at the Reading Gun Club? They do is they shoot targets. That's what they do. Or they get into the competitive shooting, the single action shooting society, you know, where they're all dressed up like cowboys.
Right.
They're shooting or the IPSC where they're going through drills and all these things. And it's just, you know, it's a lot of fun. Every one of those groups are. We have people out there with 22 caliber rifles that spend hours out there.
And those rifles are like $5,000.
Yeah. To shoot a 22.
I mean, that's their life.
That's it. And they shoot from what, 50 yards?
They shoot at 50, yeah.
50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one little hole there in the target.
Oh, yeah.
Because their guns are so perfectly zeroed in.
They don't even touch them.
And they are so wrapped around it. Yeah. It's not unusual just to see one hole. I'm not talking one hole the size of a 22 round. Of course, it's very small. But just one small.
One ragged hole.
One ragged hole there. Yep. From five rounds going through there. Or more.
They're serious about it. And the trap and skeet. And, you know, people think, oh, you're just a personal protection guy. That's not true. I'm a hunter and rifle shooter. And I love to shoot flying targets, trap and skeet and sporting clays, you know. And I like the sport. I love the recreational activity of it. I'm a fan of personal protection with a firearm because we've always had personal protection with a firearm. And is it for everybody? No, obviously it's not for everybody. But and you know, you mentioned Democrats earlier. Freedom doesn't have a party.
No, freedom is
Democrats
freedom.
Understand freedom too, and sometimes we agree with them, sometimes we disagree with them. I got to tell you, most of the time I do agree with them to a certain extent.
There's many things you can agree with both sides. I mean, most people think a lot alike. You want freedom for people. You want equality for people. You want people to be success and all this stuff. And I think both parties believe that. And I think what's happened is that we've allowed people in media positions, the national media, and people in up in Washington, D.C., who are elected representatives, break us into groups.
Yep,
and we don't need to do that.
That's how you make money.
Okay, we've got to take a break here. Hey, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy was in here the other day talking about Medicare and changing over the Medicare Advantage, which is not an advantage, by the way. If you think it is, you're wrong. You need to give Judy a call to ask her, well, why is that if I have that? She laid it all out on the show, and it was scary. But, you know, right now, you know, retirement plans and 401ks have changed dramatically over the last few years on how much money you can put in, how much you can take out. Those rules change on a regular basis. Give Judy a call at 221-0441. Ask for a free review and evaluation of your retirement plan and your 401 plan because she probably has better ways to ensure that you will have money for retirement. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this since 1993. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, 43 degrees out there, still foggy, and 7:48 in the morning. We'll be right back.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get two free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
Celebrate a whole weekend of love at Black Bear Diner. Cooking up Valentine's specials Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so you can celebrate when it works for you. Pre-order some very berry French toast for a surprise breakfast in, or pair one of our steaks with tasty toppings for a romantic dinner. Check out our specials at blackbeardiner.com and order up to 3 days in advance for pickup or delivery, or join us on site for tent seating. Make Black Bear Diner part of your weekend of love.
Black Bear Diner.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Balls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift of Turtle Bay. Get 2 free bonus months when you purchase any level Turtle Bay membership. Or book a behind-the-scenes experience and meet Timber, our North American beaver. To learn more, visit turtlebay.org and get the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life.
Desperado. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM here in beautiful downtown Redding, our your talk radio station. And you know what? We have Ted Lighty is my co-host, and with us is Ann Thomas, founder and executive director at Shasta Living Streets. And if I went through all the things that Ann Thomas has done for our community and all the things that she's been awarded, that would be the rest of the show. And we've got some important things to talk about, but let's just say the Local Vision Award 2020, American Planning Association for Sacramento Valley, Women of Achievement for Community Service Award 2020 for the American Association of University Women, ready? Caltrans Excellent in Transportation Award 2017, Innovative Safety Design for People Cycling on State Highways. I could go on and on and on, but she is the founder and executive director at Shasta Living Streets.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there was a very, very important announcement made yesterday.
Yes, it is. So City of Redding received grant awards from the state of California from our climate investments for 2 very large bike walk projects in the city. One completes the funding for the Loop Trail down at Turtle Bay, and the other one is in Victor Avenue on the east side of Redding.
Okay. And there is a complete loop of bicycle trails, or walking, I guess.
Both.
Just both.
Yeah.
And this finishes up the last part of it, right?
Yeah. So, well, it gives us funding for the last part.
Right.
So it hasn't all been built. But so this idea of the connector loop connects downtown to Turtle Bay and Hilltop. So the part that we just received funding for is the part that helps build a better bikeway between the Sundial Bridge and the 44 overpass.
Okay. Now, why is this important? Why is it important having things like this? People talk about, our roads need help and all this. And this money comes in supposed to be for bike trails and stuff. And,
yeah.
But what are some of the things that having bike trails like this do for our community? Because people complain about it. Oh, gosh, you just took away a lane. Now it's bike trails. I never see anybody there. But you got to think the long run here.
Exactly. So why does this matter? So, you know, we try to articulate this a lot. We could talk about it for hours, really. But one of the main reasons for us is this strengthens our economy. So there's all kinds of data about this, but people want to live in places where they can walk and bike in their neighborhood and then can also be connected to other neighborhoods, especially for downtowns. So they say that biking and walking supports local business, and we can see it right here in downtown Reading. So if people can safely walk and bike into downtown, that means they'll come here and support the local businesses rather than drive some distance.
And you can also have events that mm-hmm. bring people in from all over, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. and you know that then you get hotels filled and all this.
Yeah, there's this whole bit about the trail town. So Reading, we're working to advance Reading's trail town. What you need to truly have a trail town that works for economy is you need the trail to connect to where the businesses are. So what happens now, people can drive from out of town, ride on the river trail, and then get back in their car and leave because you can't get safely from the river trail to go have a hamburger with your kids or to go, you know, to one of the local breweries. So the connection that's coming in this summer, which is so exciting after so many years, the Diesel Horse to downtown will allow people to come in off the river trail, have lunch, go shopping, and rather than just heading home.
Okay.
You know, I can tell you this from my own experience. Carl, you traveled a lot when you were in the Marines. I traveled a ton when I was in the Army, and I would go from, you know, large base to large base, and sometimes I would live there for a month, 2 months, and one of the first things I did was walk down to the bottom of the hotel I was living in and look for a trail map because I ran every day. I wanted to enjoy and see what the city or town offered on my feet because, you know, service people are on their feet all the time. And if there was no trails, it was a bummer for me.
Yeah.
It was a real bummer. I really enjoyed the trail system. And I think that our trails, especially around Turtle Bay and, of course, the river trail. I mean, you know, I grew up even 25 years ago running on the river trail. Really, really... Just are a treasure to any cedar town, but definitely Reading that can be a little bit spread out.
Yeah,
you know
we're running out of time, Ann. But what I want to do, if you can, is hold you over for the next segment, if
okay.
that's okay, so we can get more into this. But the their McConnell Foundation is building a Shasta Bike.
Shasta Bike Depot. That's our new place. Yeah.
And what's that going to be?
So the Shasta Bike Depot is. It's a bike station. It's a place that has a bike parking room. It's a place where we'll do trail tourism as well. We'll do bike tours, which we're just about to start. It's a place where it's connected to the transit center, mm-hmm. so people who are coming in and out on the new clean buses that we're going to get back and forth to Sacramento, maybe the new rail if we get that sometime. But so it helps people move around in the city by bike. We're sort of a
okay, and that's right, literally almost right behind us here at the station.
Yes, maybe right on California.
Yeah, within 50 yards of us. So anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break for the news. Come back, finish up with Ann, and then we've got Perry Cremains here from Just for Hunting.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump's defense team taking center stage in about an hour at Mr. Trump's Senate impeachment trial.
After 2 days of blistering attacks from the House impeachment team, Trump attorneys David Schoen and Bruce Castor are expected to make their rebuttals short and sweet. The pair may take only 4 hours to refute Democrat claims that the president incited insurrection when, on January 6th, he called on supporters to fight against election results he says are false. The defense is expected to show videos of Democrat politicians using similar political rhetoric and to say that to punish Mr. Trump would amount to an unfair and unconstitutional double standard. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden's goal of reopening schools for one day per week, only a short-term goal, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president will not rest until every school is open 5 days a week. That is our goal. That is what we want to achieve.
Today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be releasing its latest school reopening guidelines. Well, if it's cold where you are and you don't like it, take heart. The National Weather Service's Mark Chouinard says it's bitterly cold in a lot of places.
The much below normal temperatures stretch all the way from, say, Montana to Wisconsin, and then as far south as Texas and pretty much every state in between.
And a number of states recording high temperatures that are 40 degrees below average for this time of year. First came the freezing rain, then the massive chain reaction crash involving more than 130 vehicles on a busy interstate in Fort Worth, Texas. The huge wreck leaving at least 6 people dead. More than 50 others had to be taken to local hospitals. Happened yesterday morning. Stocks mixed on Wall Street right now. The Dow down 9 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index trading 6 points higher. And the S&P is up 6 points as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Seems that the UK economy was especially hard hit last year when compared to many other European countries by the coronavirus pandemic.
Britain is one of the countries hardest hit by the pandemic in terms of deaths, and also, as the new figures show, in terms of the economic consequences. The decline for the full year of 9.9% is likely to be larger than the other members of the G7 group of leading developed countries, although among other large economies outside the group, Spain has seen an even deeper decline. There was some growth at the end of the year in Britain, but more severe restrictions on activity have come into force, which mean a further contraction in the first 3 months of 2021 is likely.
That's the BBC's Andrew Walker. Myanmar's coup leaders are using the country's Union Day holiday to call on people to work with the military if they want democracy, a plea likely to be met with derision by protesters pushing for the release from detention of their country's elected leaders. Townhall.com. Bombardier's venerable Learjet about to fly off into aviation history.
Bombardier Incorporated will end production later this year and cut 1,600 jobs in Canada and the U.S. as it cuts costs amid the pandemic. Most of the projected job losses for the Montreal-based aircraft manufacturer will occur in Canada, where about 700 are planned in Quebec and 100 in Ontario. The company said about 250 job cuts will be made in Wichita, Kansas throughout this year and next year. An additional 100 job losses will be cut in the rest of the U.S. John Scott reporting.
The Australian Open will be allowed to continue, but without fans for at least 5 days after the Victoria state government imposed a lockdown starting Saturday in response to a COVID-19 outbreak at a quarantine hotel. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews announcing a 5-day statewide lockdown starts in a minute before midnight Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Did you hear me say that? I can't hear anything. No, I can't hear what he's saying because I have my earphones on. Good morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I've lost total control of the show at this point. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Ted Leidy is my co-host today. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we, Jared? Jared turns around and looks and gives me the thumbs up. Today, the 12th of February, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ted's got the weather.
Oh, well, Ted's yep, supposed it's to just have like, the weather?
It's just like we did before at 7 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. I got it.
Right here.
Right well, here.
Let me give you the forecast. The fog is lifting. The sun is on its way out. But today, we have a 30% chance of showers after 4 p.m. We got increasing clouds with a high near 59. Light and variable wind. Tonight, we got a chance of showers before 10 p.m. Then rain after 10 p.m., low around 45. South wind is 3 to 7 miles per hour, and a chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. This weekend, rain. Mainly before 10 a.m. with a high near 60.
There you go. Valentine's Day, guys. Yep. I want to give a big shout-out to Daniel Myers for bringing me a present that I've never heard of before called Leatherneck Whiskey.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
And it's very smooth, very smooth.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Now, we finished up our last hour with Ann Thomas, who is here talking to us about the bike trails. And Redding, out of 450 cities in the state of California, only 40 qualified for this, and Redding was one of them, due in a large part to what Ann has done. And the importance about this is this, I think it's $14 million.
Yeah.
Is it connects all the trails together, is the final connection point.
Yes.
Now, when people say, so, you know, I mean, no.
I know. Yes.
Talk about Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And what happened there when they put their trail system in?
So we had Karen Haley come from Indianapolis and talk to us about this. She runs the Indianapolis Cultural Trail. It's 8 miles of trail within the city, 16 feet wide throughout the downtown. So it's similar to the downtown loop that we're building here. And what happened there, they put the trail in. Within the first 6 years, the property values in the city increased by $1 billion. So I went to visit time passes. It was about 2 years ago that I was there, and $1 billion is just the start of the property value increase. It was beloved by everybody in the city. There's art and culture all along the route, similar to what we're going to do here in downtown. So they did studies, hired more employees to businesses, it increased customers to businesses, and it dramatically increased revenue to businesses. People started moving close to the trail, so 25% or so of people who were choosing homes were choosing to be close to the trail. When you do it right, when you make the connection safe, enjoyable for people of all ages and abilities, not just the athletes, you know, the few athletes that we have in our community, but for everybody, then it's great for business, it's great for community health, It's great for art and culture. I mean, it's kind of what we're trying to pattern ourselves after, and we're just getting started.
A lot of what I hear is, and rightly so, the trail piece of it is fantastic, and everybody loves it. What nobody really cares about or thinks is worth putting money into is bike lanes, right?
Right.
And they don't differentiate, or we want to differentiate between a trail, which is what you see at Turtle Bay and River
right.
Trail, and bike lanes, which is just another small lane on a road, which nobody's going to, you know, the
right.
athletes might use them and some commuters might use them. But other than that, not really what they consider aesthetically pleasing or an add-on to the city.
Right.
What
you really have to do, what we're trying to do and patterning ourselves after others that work, is we need to get people out of traffic. So this idea that we once had, which we understand, we used to say that people just need to get on a bike and get right in there and ride with the cars. We don't do that anymore. Turns out nobody wants to do that.
Well, that's because you get splattered all over the. I mean, I've ridden in traffic in cities, try doing that. And
even on a motorcycle.
Oh, even on a motorcycle, it's tough.
Yeah. Bike is way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we do now is called we call them high. There's lots of words: high quality, low stress, out of traffic. Protected. So it basically creates what we call an urban trail. I like to say a trail-like experience. So if you could move from your house to your work or shopping or wherever you want to go and have the same experience you have on the river trail, if you could feel calm and wave at people and have that kind of, like, I'm not going to get run over feeling, no worry about that, then everybody would do it. People want to do it in this community. We move here because this is an outdoor place.
You know what I'm looking for? Is one of those segways. I could use a segway from my house, and you all know where I live, from my house to here. And if I had bike trails, which I think there are bike lanes most of the time.
No.
There aren't bike trails. But I could go down the sidewalk. I could come to
work. You
don't
need a segway. You can just get one of those bird scooters and keep it handy.
You know what?
Go pick one up. They got an app on your phone. Just walk over to it.
I'm trying to find the guys who are putting these things out because I want to have them on the show because I've had people say to me, those little electric scooters, little packs of kids are on them, on the sidewalk. And it's like, I don't think you're supposed to ride them on the sidewalk.
It is so interesting. Perry and I were out having dinner one night, and we ran into the guy who was picking them up and taking them back to their central location after they had run the batteries out of them, right? Because we're just run to the batteries died, and they go recharge them and leave them everywhere on the street, like Easter eggs or something like that. So it was really interesting about their idea. Their idea, Anne, when they first started the company, of course, in a different down south and near the Bay Area, was to cut down on traffic and to get people commuting back and forth to work on these things, right?
They
pick one up off their phone. Their phone has an app that shows them where the nearest one is. They walk, get on it, and go home on it.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. Hey, Carl, we should research them and have them in. It'd be fun.
Yep. We'll see if you can find out who they are, because I'm having problems.
I can help you find them.
Can you help me find them?
Yeah.
I'd love to have them on.
It says here on KRCR that it's an entrepreneur named Michael Downs that brought them the pay-as-you-go scooters.
That's what I'll do.
So, and it's worth saying that. So we're working to do the same thing for bicycles.
Yeah.
So
it's all part of it. It's all simpatico there that... Now, if you have trails, and you know, they have the bike trails in various areas, but now that the loop is connected, and we can't be thinking this year. You've got to be thinking in the next few years, more people are going to be using their bikes. They can commute downtown.
And just because we have the money doesn't mean it's not done yet.
Oh, no.
But we're excited about it, and we're right. And the Diesel Horse to Downtown connection will be in this summer. So that piece will be done.
And where can people see all of these great designs and schematics? They must be someplace.
Yes. So if you go to ShastaLivingStreets.org, we're putting things up now. You will find some pages that aren't complete, but we have a whole bunch of information. If you would like to talk to me, we're working right now with businesses who want to support this with an ad spread in the Enjoy magazine, again, to show support of all the businesses. We have a whole bunch of different things over the course of this year to celebrate the Diesel Horse to Downtown with events. We have enhancement projects for new artwork and such. So all of our information is there on the website, and you can find me at 530-355-2230, text or call.
And website?
ShastaLivingStreets.org.
There you go. Hey, Ann Thomas, founder and executive director at Shasta Living Streets. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, a huge announcement that we've gotten this big grant. It's not costing. Yes. Well, when I say grant, I'm not sure where the money comes from, but I'm sure somehow I'm paying for this. it's something to, again, with the river, with the Sacramento River, now it's going to be, you're going to see it start being developed, hopefully in a very good way. And with these trails, you know, it's that next step into bringing more people here, more businesses here. We're offering more to people to have a business come in here.
Yep.
So thanks again, Ann.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Perry Crimmins is with us from Just for Hunting.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Celebrate a whole weekend of love at Black Bear Diner, cooking up Valentine's specials Friday, Saturday, and Sunday so you can celebrate when it works for you. Pre-order some very berry French toast for a surprise breakfast in, or pair one of our steaks with tasty toppings for a romantic dinner. Check out our specials at blackbeardiner.com and order up to 3 days in advance for pickup or delivery, or join us on-site for tent seating. Make Black Bear Diner part of your weekend of love.
Black Bear Diner.
Down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott, my guest host, Ted Leidy of Northern Firearms Instruction. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, girls, significant others, it's Valentine's Day Sunday. Four Winds Jewelry. An enormous selection, at least it was a few days ago, but as many people go down to Four Winds Jewelry. But they have a fine selection of really good jewelry. Anything from estate jewelry to Native American to ones they've designed themselves. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's open till 4 o'clock today. You probably want to go down and maybe find that special something for your loved one. Four Winds Jewelry. Ted and I are here with Perry Crements from Just for Hunting.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And I've gone hunting with Perry and Ted, of course. I was blown away the first time several years ago when we talked about there's elk hunting.
Oh yeah.
Within 30 minutes of here?
20, actually.
20 minutes from our location, yeah. Right down here on Market Street.
Not little elk. Fantastic elk. Yeah. Trophy elk.
Trophy elk.
Yeah, trophy.
Can you believe that?
I can believe it because I love the things. I spend time with them all year, and it's incredible if you're unaware of that. You know, they're just a really majestic animal, and to have them right here at our fingertips is awesome.
When you say you spend time with them all year, I mean, you don't go out there and just live with them and graze. You're just kind of watching.
Oh, yeah. Well, fortunately, we manage a bunch of properties, and those properties house elk all year long. So it's, we do hunt them. So it's very limited hunting. So keep track of them, make sure that they have what they need to, have a better life in the area where we're trying to keep them anyways.
Tell people what Just for Hunting is.
So we're a local business. We manage properties locally, probably in the neighborhood of 30,000 or 40,000 acres right now. We do some programs with the state for wildlife improvement. That costs us and the landowner money to do that, but we do get rewards in the form of additional tags or tags that are hard to come by. One of them is an elk tag. So with that, Just for Hunting manages, and we do hunt the properties, wildlife management, which we sport hunt them, manage them for, not only success for the hunters that hunt with us, but success for the wildlife that they'll be there tomorrow. They're a resource for not only the state, which is on private ground, so it's also a resource for that landowner. So that's our main goal, is to make sure that the longevity of a species.
Now, when there was a bill introduced by the assemblyman out of San Francisco, the only county that doesn't have bears, I think every other county has bears or things, right, he introduced a bill to end all bear hunting, period. This met with a tremendous amount of opposition. We had people on our show that were talking about it, opposed to it. And luckily, he pulled that bill before it even got out of committee. But there were tens of thousands of people that opposed this.
Yeah, don't kid yourself. They'll be back with it again. That's just how they roll. And the crazy thing about how the environmental legislation works, opposing fish and wildlife management practices, is they don't have to prove that the species is not to a population that's huntable. The onus goes on to Fish and Wildlife that has to do a study to prove that the wildlife is huntable. So it doesn't seem right to me that an environmental attorney can come to you and say, hey, just because for 7 years you have a quota for 1,800 bears, you've not met that quota, which just happens to coincide with the abolishment of using hounds for bear hunting, but you have a quota. So just because you don't get the quota doesn't mean there's not enough bears.
The thing about it is, with and let's just talk about it, it's habitat. A lot of it's habitat.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Taking the habitat away from mountain lions, bears, other species that you start having them come down now into the cities, into outlying areas. I mean, how many times do you see photos of bears in people's backyards?
Front yards.
Front yards. in your car, wanting to borrow the keys to have a hot date that night. But the point is that the bear population, I think, in California is like the fourth largest or the first, I don't know, maybe the largest south of Alaska. Yeah. There's more bear here than anywhere else.
There is a lot of bear here. And, you know, strictly biology. I mean, let's just talk the natural world. The number one killer of animals in every environment, especially California, is starvation, right? They starve to death because we develop a lot. We advocate urban sprawl. We take up habitat that they need to live. They can't find enough to eat, and they die from starvation. And really, they could die from disease linked to starvation because they're not getting the nutrients. But the bottom line is it's always getting enough to eat. Every animal that wakes up every single day spends his whole day doing one of two things, either trying to eat or build some place for him to live or find some place for him to live or to breed, to procreate. They don't even have another function other than that. So when you start saying, oh, we're not going to manage them anymore, we're just going to let them run free and wild, then you're really sentencing a decent portion of that species to death because they're not going to find enough to eat. So we manage them because of that. Did you know that you can hunt coyotes 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, because between 50 and 70% of them each and every year die from starvation? That's why you see them in the cities trying to get house cats and everything else, because that's how the managers, the professionals, the biologists at California Department of Fish and Wildlife manage that animal, because there are so many of them. I mean, you know, nature played a cruel trick on them. They're pretty high up on the food chain, and they have, you know, between 8 and 12 kids or pups every year. So a lot of those animals starve to death, you know, whereas all the other animals that are up in the food chain with them, like a bear or a mountain lion, they have one. On a rare year, they may have two, but that's so that they don't, you know, they have way less mouths to feed. Coyote will die. Half a family dies. A coyote will die every year.
Well, from what I understand, if there's lots of food, and they'll have more offspring. And if there's less food, they'll have less offspring.
Sometimes.
Yeah, nutrition, you know, probably wildlife ovulation is directly attributed to nutrition. So with all species, elk, deer, bears, if they're not nutritionally full, they won't ovulate when breeding season comes.
Oh, well, okay, well, that explains it then. Or you'll have some years, or you'll have less. Now, the people, I hear all different things, but I want to hear it from you, Perry. How many deer do the mountain lions take?
So here's direct correlation. You know, obviously I'm no scientist or biologist, but I probably spend as much time in the woods as any of them and monitoring wildlife. Directly correlated with bears is the mountain lion kills, because a mountain lion generally will kill a deer about every 5 to 7 days. So every 2 weeks they kill two deer, but not always deer. They're opportunistic, just like anything. It might be a turkey, might be some other species that they, even small birds. But obviously larger game animals is what their main prey is. So when they kill a deer on Tuesday, and they can't eat the whole thing, you know, they'll usually eat the internals and scoop it back up, cover it with leaves, whatever, try to hide it. Well, the scent, of course, a bear can smell from miles away. So the bear comes in, and he eats the rest of that kill from the mountain lion on Wednesday. So that mountain lion comes back on Thursday or Friday to have another meal, or even on, you know, Wednesday to have another meal. There's no meal there, so he has to go back out hunting and kill another deer. So that cycle tightens itself to where mountain lions are probably, you know, taking deer on a predation, you know, once every 3 days maybe, if the opportunity's there, instead of once every 7 to 10 days. So figure that out as far as, you know, the harvest goes. And that's all year. That's not like humans that we have a harvest in the season.
Yeah.
Mountain lion season for deer is all year.
This is bear.
And size, and they don't take just the week, trust me.
You know, and the politics of the thing drives me nuts. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for politicians, politics would be pretty good leadership as far as I'm concerned. But you get a guy, you know, you get Wiener out of San Francisco, never seen a bear in his life, maybe on TV, hasn't got one bear in his district, and he submits a bill for consideration to outlaw bear hunting. Like it affects him one bit. It doesn't affect him. It makes him, you know, he sees one on TV and he thinks he wants to go hug it and pet it.
Yeah, it's, maybe you should.
Yeah, well, I think that's good.
Let's just find one and just take him down to Simon Wiener's house, just put it in his backyard, and let him hug it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
The thing about wildlife biology and management is you cannot manage it by emotion, and that's what they do down there. Is they try to throw emotion into the equation.
Yeah.
And even myself, I'll sit out and, you know, you'll be sitting on a hillside or something and see a sow with two cubs feeding around and playing. Hey, it's cool. It's like, oh, wow, that's fun. You know, you're like, you like to watch that. Obviously, we don't harvest the cubs or the sows with cubs, but at the same time, you look like, wow, that's pretty cool. It doesn't give you the desire to kill the animal.
No.
You know, it just gives you the desire to enjoy it.
And I love baby turkeys.
Oh.
I love them. I love looking at them. They're cute. I know we got to go, Carl. I know it's break time. We're doing it on purpose. You know that. Go ahead. Go ahead to your live read. We'll go to break.
Hey, Jeff Horst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair appreciates the show and listening to this. And he's listening right now because I know Jeff. And every time I go down to his shop, he's got us on the air. In fact, one of our people that work here had a small crack in a windshield, probably 8 inches. And I took it down, took a car down there, and Jeff had it finished in a couple hours, and you can't even see it. I mean, he does superb work. He is truly a craftsman. He's from like the old school. He doesn't take chances with your family's safety. You can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. It's a better known business. He guarantees his work for life. That's Jeff Worst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Perry Crimmins and Ted Leidy.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. And today, Ted Leidy. Our guest is Perry Crimmins from Just for Hunting, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, a local bank, locally run, locally owned, local board of directors. They are community-oriented. They support Redding and the surrounding area, the North State here. Three branches, one down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Of course, right here in downtown Redding at 1845 California Street. You can almost hit them with a good golf drive from right here. And then the main branch over at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And through all of this, through COVID and fires and everything, Cornerstone Community Bank is still moving local dreams forward. I'm here with Perry Crimmins. Crimmins from Just for Hunting, and Ted Leidy, my co-host, the man, the movie, the myth, or soon to be the movie.
The song.
The song. No, I hadn't heard the song.
Speaking of song, Jared, thanks for that Bob Seger bump, man. That's awesome. I love Bob Seger. Carl, remember we were driving to the Nevada desert listening to Bob Seger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun on our way to Front Sight.
Yeah.
Four days of training.
You can't believe in the middle of the night how fast you can drive on a two-lane desert road.
Highway 80 or 50.
In a Nissan Frontier. We're on 95.
Until the cow steps out.
Oh.
And then that slowed us down because a cow stepped out in front of people coming the opposite direction that were pulling a small trailer. It was like a smaller SUV pulling a smaller trailer, and they ate the cow at a pretty good rate of speed.
Oh, it was horrible.
Got them and the cow. And it slowed us down, though.
I had that experience myself one time driving through Oregon in the middle of the night, towing a four-wheeler on a trailer, hit a cow, literally in the middle of the desert.
You hit a cow?
I hit a cow. The cow was already dead in the road, in the middle of the road. An 18-wheeler had hit the cow, not just moved on, right? Well, a black cow in the middle of the road at midnight doing 60 miles an hour, think about it. You don't have a chance. It was like a ramp. You know, $7,400 later, the truck was repaired, but I was still alive. But you see your life flash before your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And, you know, so when they say open range, believe what they mean there, because cows don't know.
Well, especially that cow was black as night. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, there's no way you could even have a chance at that.
They never had a chance. Okay. You guide in this area, but it's not just in this area. You can take people almost anywhere. Is that true?
That's true, yeah. What we try to do is have a service that any client, and obviously I work for a Mossy Oak and Outdoor Company, so my reach is, you know, pretty vast to outdoor people. But any adventure that somebody wants, and we've referred to them as an adventure, but it's basically a hunting trip, a fishing trip. You know, we'll do a photo safari if that's what you want out here locally. You know, we're just about getting you into the woods, getting you into the outdoors with a positive experience. And if indeed it's hunting or fishing, a successful outcome is pretty paramount. So we definitely strive for that. But anywhere in the world you want to go, not just Northern California.
Is hunting a big... Is that a decent-sized industry up here?
So here in the North State, I mean, it's huge. I mean, fishing, hunting, probably.
Fishing, yeah. I mean, I understand the fishing part. You know, we're the best trout fisheries, and, you know, probably in the United States and maybe the world up here. But I was thinking specifically about the hunting.
Yeah, so
I've gone out with you and Ted and I mean, I know what the experience is. It's great, just a fabulous experience. But the people coming in from other places.
Yeah, and a lot of people, California gets pretty shortchanged on the wildlife part. Believe it or not, California has more deer species than any state. We have 9 different species or subspecies of deer in California. We have all 3 elk species, the only state in that has all 3 elk species, Tule elk, Roosevelt elk, and Rocky Mountain elk, and all high-quality trophy animals. So species-wise, and bears, mountain lions, deer, you know, maybe the numbers are down a little bit, but the opportunity is still there. You know, California definitely has a wildlife population and diversity for every hunter, whatever you want to pursue.
Right, right. And you know, the thing about it is the industry is strong because people want to get out. The industry is healthy because people want to get out. And a lot of your clients, Perry, and of course, I don't want to speak out of turn, so correct me if I'm wrong, come from the Bay Area, Portland, Seattle, Eugene, these areas that are it's more difficult to get out, and they want a good chance to have the experience to hunt and maybe harvest a trophy animal and that kind of stuff. You know, locally we take that for granted because we can get out pretty much whenever we want. But in the city, you know, in cities they can't. It's more difficult.
And let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I've got a couple questions. Where could I see these elk that are here local? And the next question is, are the wolves that are here in California, a few of them, bothering your elk? And the reason I asked that question is because I was at a sportsman show in Sacramento, and there was a guy there that was a guide for elk, and I think it was Wyoming or maybe Idaho or anywhere. He said the wolves have killed the elk, and they put him out of business. So anyhow, I'm just curious about that, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Well, Ron, so knock on wood, the elk have, or the wolves have not intruded too much on our elk. It's probably coming, but most of the wolves are at the higher elevations up around the Viola area. Chester has its packs, and of course Siskiyou, but they're popping up all over the place. So the problems with the wolves right now are occurring with cattle in the Upper Fall River area, Chester area, and that. So I'm assuming once they're done with the cows or they get the opportunity to find these elk, we're probably in trouble as far as trying to keep them off of them.
Of course, wolves are apex predators. So, you know, once they're introduced, there's nothing that can slow them down unless you hunt them.
And from what I understand, these are not the California wolves that were here to begin with. These are the Canadian gray wolves, who are a bigger species. Yeah. But these, and of course, you know, and I've read what Ron was just talking about, that on the eastern slope in, is it Montana? They've pretty much wiped out most of the elk herds there because they are an apex predator. And when you talk about a pack, it's not 2 or 3. In some cases, it could be 15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question.
22 to 30, actually.
22 to 30, and think they can't pull down a couple elk?
Well, easy. Perry and I were in Idaho last spring, and I picked up a magazine. I just picked up an agricultural magazine. It was a rancher magazine. I picked it up and started reading it, and what I didn't realize was they have a bounty on wolves in Idaho.
Yeah.
They have a bounty. They actually have bountied them, and they still can't slow them down. I mean, they pay these guys. These nonprofit rancher organizations, like the Cattlemen's Association, pay these folks to try to slow the wolf population down because they're losing so many cattle, and they still can't do it. I mean, they can't keep up.
And one of the problems is that the Fish and Wildlife or somebody, whoever it is, will say, hey, we'll pay you for those calves you've lost, for those cows you've lost. But unfortunately, you've got to prove it. And you can't prove it because they will eat it clean, and you can't ever find the remains. So all of a sudden this year you're 50 calves short, but you can't prove that you lost all 50 to them.
Well, and here's
that's $1,000 a pop.
And here's the problem with that is they're not paying them. You know who's paying them?
We're paying them.
You and I are paying them. Money. And so I don't agree with that at all. They can either manage the wolves so that they don't eat the cattle that people are trying to make a living on, right?
Yeah.
Or they can just we can keep them out of California.
Well, fence them in and put things on the wire that scares them away. Or why don't you put people out there watching to make sure they don't get to them? I mean, it's a total misunderstanding, comprehension of how cattle raising works in larger areas.
Carl, this is true. And then Perry and I were the year before that in Halfway, Oregon. And they've got a big valley there, right? Is it Halfway? Oregon. They got a big valley there, right? And then wolves come in the same place and leave in the same place and terrorize the ranches, of course. And, of course, we're driving along. We saw the flags on the wire, and we saw all that stuff. Also, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife had a helicopter that was chasing them wolves out of the valley. Not lying. They were paying thousands of dollars an hour probably to run a chopper and pay salaries, and they were actually running them wolves out of the valley, like would find them and chase them with a helicopter out of the valley. And then, of course, they go live somewhere else, and then, of course, the wolves would turn around and come right back. So
It's like the grocery store. That's their grocery store.
It is a grocery store.
You can chase them out of the store, but they're coming right back because that's where the food is.
Those shoplifters will leave if you catch them, and they'll run away. But then as soon as you're not looking, here come the shoplifters again.
They had shepherds. Imagine that. They had shepherds in the pastures. They had people living in the pastures in RVs and tents that were shepherds.
Trying to protect the sheep?
Trying to protect the cattle.
Cattle or sheep. And it's a misnomer. Tell me, I could be wrong, Perry, but... wolves will kill for fun.
Absolutely. Mountain lions, wolves, predation, that's what it is, you know. It's for survival, but they got to practice, you know. Look at your cat when it plays around the house, it catches that mouse, right? You go up to see what it has, and that mouse is still moving around. It's kind of a natural instinct.
Here, let me bring something to you so that you can suck on this while you're sleeping tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop, Ted's Barbershop. And it just happens we're on that kind of same routine, so we're either the same day or within a day or two of each other. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great haircuts. They work on appointments. You're safe in there. They wear masks. You wear masks. Give them a call at 244-9478. Man's last stronghold.
It is. I had a stylist for years. You dogged me out about it. I got it.
It's okay. It's okay, sweetie. You can have a stylist. I thought the eyeshadow she put on you was just really good.
I got it. Now I got a barber, Logan Gardner, my buddy.
There you go.
And he does a good job. I had to say goodbye to my stylist. It was a bummer. It was like breaking up with her.
It's tough. True.
But I think about our seer. She's one of our students. She comes to class. But I like seeing Logan. I'll see Logan next week. It's always a nice.
It is.
It's always a nice visit there. It is man's last stronghold.
It's man's last stronghold.
They got a mounted Tyrannosaurus Rex in there.
And you know what? And those aren't easy to find.
No,
and
they're not.
Not only that.
It's a small one.
But how much do you charge to hunt Tyrannosaurus Rexes, Perry?
If we find them, fee.
Uh-huh.
So
you have a finder's fee first?
No, we have to find them. We'll take you out, and you just pay for our gas. But if we find that Tyrannosaurus Rex and you want to harvest it, then there's a pretty lofty fee.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that's part of it from the state. But, it's not easy. It's not easy hunting them. They're fast, and they turn around and start hunting you, too. So,
But with the state's not involved because they're not a registered species.
Okay.
As big game.
So if you're interested in hunting Tyrannosaurus Rex, and you know what, be one of the first here in Redding, you just give Just for Hunting a call.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages.
A bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus, special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jared was so enthralled by Lighty and me dancing to that. You know, it was because we were both on that same move.
We got that good, you know,
that
movement
same move going,
going
there.
That,
yeah.
That senior AARP move.
That's
going.
Right, where it's kind of like you reach
we're
up.
Cool.
I call it the shopping move, where you're kind of reaching up and grabbing things off the shelves and putting them into the old cart here.
Who doesn't want to dance to Life in a Fast Lane, man? Best rock band of all time, the Eagles. Thank you, Jared. I love that song.
Well, welcome
thank
back
you.
To Free Fire Radio here in the studios. In our last segment, and probably people are saying, yay! We're here with Perry Crimmins from Just for Hunting. Good friend and somebody that has a business that, you know, people don't realize how big a business hunting is up here in Northern California. And Ron asked a question. We talked about wolves, but he also asked, where can you see elk?
Yeah, so our elk here are mostly on private ground. You can see them drive out Oak Run Road, Old 44 out that way. Bella Vista has a pretty good herd. We're out in the Millville, Whitmore area. There's elk there, Lake Macomber, Viola, and on up into, Bernie and Pondosa, Devil's Garden in the Alturas area, all the way into the Nevada and the Oregon border. Those elk are, you know, you gotta know where you're looking. Certain times of the year, obviously, they're easier to see when they're not being pursued, breeding, all that comes into play. But you can find them there and a herd over in on Highway 3. There's elk as close as Highway 3 on Trinity Lake.
Would you, besides, you know, you can drive all the way over to the coast, and they have that one place there where there's...
Oric and Gold Beach. And,
well, and there's elk. But would you take people out for, like, a photo safari or something like that to see elk, or is that something you wouldn't do?
No, we'd probably do that. We just... the way we roll on most of our ranches is the least amount of intrusion on the wildlife that we can do. Mm-hmm. So we try to leave a really, even though it's private ground and there's all active cattle ranches, they constantly have, you know, ranchers and whatnot out there. But as far as pursuit and hunting and bothering the wildlife, we leave a small footprint. So they feel comfortable and, the habitat is pristine for them.
We have places on, Perry's ranches, that are, off limits to hunting or even any type of travel or walking into,
Sanctuary spot. And I know exactly where that is because that's where the pigs were running to. And we ran to the edge. And I said, the pig's down there. It's sanctuary.
It's sanctuary.
Yeah. And you know how you could tell it was a sanctuary spot? They were getting free food.
Yeah.
Free education. free health care. Right down there. It was a sanctuary spot. Okay. I have to say this before I forget it. I've forgotten it for 2 hours. Yesterday I took Elk Killer down to the veterinarian.
Oh,
and she's fine. And the lady there, and we've been going to Dr. Bond down, and he is just a great veterinarian. I heartily recommend him. She says you have to sign this, and I said, "What is it?" She says it's a HIPAA agreement. I said, for the dog and the cat, you have to sign now. It's a law. If you haven't heard this, please call. Call your vet and ask them. You have to sign a HIPAA agreement. You have to put your name there. You have to put the animal's name there and then sign it. And it has to be witnessed so that if for some reason you can't take it to your regular vet and you have to take it to another vet, say it's an emergency. It used to be they could just call up and say, hey, could you send us, you know, the information because, you know, they're our patient. Now you can't do that unless you have that HIPAA form signed for animals.
My goodness.
Carl, it will not be that long. In our lifetime, you will see animals suing their owners. Some attorney will figure out how to do that.
I think you've already done that. Sue their owners. I think there's already been lawsuits about, you know, monkeys. This monkey can draw. It's got to be, you know.
I'm representing Snooki. I'm Ted. I'm representing Snooki. Are you feeding her every time you need to? You didn't feed her this.
You have to. Okay. Anyway,
one of the treats.
I wanted to throw that out, my friends, because this is true. I learned about it yesterday. And when something like that happens, you just have to share that with people because they don't. First of all, they're saying, hey, Carl's just kidding us. No. No, I'm not.
HIPAA for dogs.
HIPAA for your pets. Yeah. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. I have hunted with Perry and... Ted's one of your guides, and you have people from the Bay Area up here all the time. And can you, you know, that my favorite story, of course, is that pig hunter that left you a present. The one that was trying to shoot the pig and couldn't hit it.
45-70 with a scope
yeah.
on it.
Yeah,
that's
it. Yeah, so great guy, and he comes back and hunts. And him and his daughter, actually, they were just out a couple months ago, and we got a nice pig for his daughter. But yeah, he was an archery guy, and I think he missed 5 pigs in a period of a couple hours, and the furthest one away was about 100 yards, which is pretty close. But anyways, at the end of the hunt, he said, hey, you know, you keep this. You could probably shoot it better than I can. And he gave me his rifle.
And he was just...
Not bad.
Not bad.
And, good,
you know,
tip.
And every shot, I think your last shot was from 30 yards away.
Yeah.
And because we came up on you about right then after, well, I guess it's the next day. And the 45-70 cartridge casing was standing up right, like somebody just, you know, put it up right
in the machine.
You said,
in the road,
yeah.
Right?
And then
yeah,
you,
that's
and you
right.
pointed, you said, yeah, that's where he was shooting at. And it's like, you know what, but everybody has days like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But five times?
Yeah, the fact that we can continue to just go to the next animal, that says a lot for what we have to offer, you know.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can only hunt, well, it used to be you could only hunt boars there.
Well, we still do. We have a boar-only policy, but there's so many pigs, you just, you know, can't get, the management of them is pretty hard to do. So we do take a dry sow here and there, and we're looking for the older sedentary sows that aren't breeding anymore because obviously we want to keep the resource going.
Sure. Okay, Perry. Hey, Perry, how did they get a hold of you and Just for Hunting?
Well, justforhunting.com, all text, or you can catch us at, I don't even know our 800 number anymore, but try this one. How about 530-515-5682? You can reach me text or phone on that number, or go to the website at justforhunting.com, drop us an email, you know, any questions, anything you might want to know. And it is a mask-free environment that we operate in. If you want to bring your camouflage gator, it's recommended, and it will hide you and mask you at the same time.
There you go. And how do we get a hold of Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted?
Of course. You can just give me a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us at US Gun Pro.